Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film in the title of the podcast. Now
playing. Question 13. What would you eat for your last supper?
Human brains, because I reckon...
What the fuck? Movie reviews in 20
Qs. Hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast, Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I am your host, Sam, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back. This is our first episode of 2022. So glad to be back. So glad to be doing this episode, because I've brought along a couple of awesome people. A girl who's always on the up and up. It's Stacey. How are you doing, Stacey?
I'm super excited to be here, Sam.
Oh, and can you believe it? First. Episode 195, first episode of 2022. We managed to get the Ginger Princess back. This is big, guys.
It is big. Massive.
Speaking about massive, we're also bringing back a person who is constantly being told not to look up. Girl Skirts. It's Machu. How are you, Machu?
Yeah, not too bad. I got through the summer. I'm back in here now to, keep my head down and stop looking up Girl Skirts. But hey, it's the
don't look
new
up.
Year. It's a new year.
Don't look up, Machu. That's my only
advice.
New
year, new ideas. Or new year or no idea.
Now, Machu, before we recorded this episode, me and you were messaging back and forth, and we did say, Stacey's catchphrase. I'm just going to leave. I'm out of here. I'm done. And we said, how about we try and make this the episode where Stacey actually leaves? What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about this. We don't often need to try, and she's already trying to leave by about question one or two. So we thought we might not even get to the start line if we played that card.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I actually had to swing a crowbar at her to get her back in the garage so we could record this. So
get her back in the garage.
Yeah, and he didn't even supply me with my normal required fee for doing this.
A chocolate bar.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's how cheap we are. Listeners, that's how cheap we are. New year,
that's
new
how
us.
Cheap someone is.
Yep. So anyway, new year, new us. A couple of little changes to the podcast. We're basically going to have a couple of quickfire questions at the start to try and reduce our run times because, if I spent as much time editing these podcasts as I did last year, I'm probably going to get a divorce. That's probably the best way to describe it, eh?
Yeah, so just don't say stupid stuff. It'll be fine.
Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter. That was it. Thank you. See you next week.
Find Sam at singleman.com.
Hello, ladies. So, as I joked about with Machu and not looking up, we are doing the film Don't Look Up, which is apparently Netflix's most watched film of all time. Directed and written by Adam McKay, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Rob Morgan, Jonah Hill, Mark Rylance, Tyler Perry, and Timothy Chalamet. With little cameos by Ron Perlman, Ariana Grande, and Kid Cudi. Has a score of 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb, 56% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 49% on Metacritic. But if you haven't heard this podcast before, welcome. What we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. We then move into 3 personal questions before finishing on either a listener question or a Patreon question. This week, it is a Patreon question and the one we always start with, and we're going to continue starting with forever and ever. This podcast is immortal, Stacey.
Please, kill me.
Is the compliment sandwich, which is one thing good, one thing bad, and one thing good about this film. Stacey, lead us off.
Well, my first good thing is Leo, Meryl, and Kate. If they weren't cast in this movie, there's no way I would have watched it. I saw the trailer and I was like, meh, do I have to watch this? Then I was like, okay, there's some decent actors in it. I'll give it a go. So
Poor Stacey, damn your life, eh? I'm watching movies.
So terrible. Privilege.
So my bad thing is, this is kind of a good thing and a bad thing. I didn't like how annoyingly accurate the representation of the likely reactions was of all the people on social media and the whole don't look up and just look up tribes. Oh, it's so annoying to me, but it's probably would happen exactly like that.
Well, we are going to discuss that later. That is one of my questions.
Yeah, so is that good or bad? I can't.
Well, it's
tell.
Bad because it made me go, ooh, about the movie.
Oh, yeah. Sickening, eh?
In a way, the movie did a good job. Obviously, that's the message they were trying to get across.
Yeah. So it's good for the movie, but it was bad
for humanity.
Bad to watch a movie because it's still like, oh.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a lot annoying. Of shit people out there. God damn it. Thanks for reminding me, movie. Yes. I'm here for escapism. Exactly. You made me right. You made me remember how shit the world
why
is.
Why would I want to watch a movie about reality?
Exactly. And my final good thing is the ending. Not the very, very end, but the final scene where they actually went there and the planet was destroyed. That was really good because most, like 99.9% of movies, someone saves a day.
Yeah.
We avoid catastrophe, so it was quite refreshing and different.
As a score out of 10,000, I don't know, comets maybe? Comets? Yeah. 10,000 comets, what would you give it?
7,800.
What the fuck?
That's a big score, eh?
That's like nearly 8,000 comets. That's going to wipe out Earth.
That's Halley's comet.
8,000 times. Holy shit.
It's going to wipe out the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're fucking resetting the entire universe.
It's not that good a score. Yeah. Like, it could have been better.
7.8 out of 10.
If you get 7.8 out of 10 in an exam, you're pretty happy. It's a pretty good score. Like, I'd be ringing home about that one.
Yeah, shit, yeah. If anybody scored me 7.8 out of 10 in anything, I'd be fucking stoked.
Well, what's your guys' scores then? Jesus.
Obesity, 7.8 out of 10.
Yes! Yeah.
Baldness, 10 out of 10.
Yes!
10 out of 10.
Big head, second only to Mitch.
Oh, let's have the test. I think we got it. No. Okay, I had a similar compliment as Stacey for my first good thing, which is the all-star cast. I love an all-star cast. I'm a sucker for them. I watch some of the shittest movies just because they've got all my favourite actors in there, and this one was no different. And then bad thing about this movie was the pacing. It was like, it started slow and it started getting faster and then it was slow. And then I just started looking at my phone and I started trying to go find some food and that's right, I'm watching a movie. And it was still on. And no matter how long I was mucking around, the film just dragged and dragged. So yeah, the pacing I found a little bit difficult. And the last bad thing for me was there was just nothing really interesting about this film. It was like, okay, yeah, I get that. But nothing really stood out to me as like kind of like interesting. They just kept going over and over the same thing. There is a comet, don't look. And they just stuck to that subject, but there wasn't any sort of, okay, well, where do we go from here? There wasn't anything meaningful or interesting about any of the conversation.
Listeners, when he came around tonight, I said how funny this was as a thinly veiled shot at climate change and how little we're doing. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This isn't about climate change. I was like,
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Whoosh.
Yeah, because I don't get it.
Here's this problem. We need to do something about it. Nah, science isn't real. Oh, it's all political. Don't listen to these guys. They don't know what they're fucking talking about. They're just doing it to take your liberty and your guns.
Anyone with a science degree can talk some shit, eh? Like, I know the science.
Hello.
I have checked the data. Well, you haven't. That's bullshit. I'd be looking down. I wouldn't look up. I was like, one foot after the other. Like, what's the point in looking at a comet coming careering at the Earth and you're going to die? What's the point in that? You just sort of just
do something about it.
What are you going to do?
What
are you going to do?
Send rockets out that they plan to. Don't be fucking morons.
Are you going to throw your podcast equipment at it? What are you going to do, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and piss at it. I'm going to try and do something.
You wouldn't. You'd just sit there moaning all day and that doesn't help anyone.
Absolutely. So is the score out of 10,000 comments?
4,340 comments.
So still relatively positive.
What?
Look, we're going to be contrarian this entire podcast. I already know some of his answers on some of his shit. I know that we're going to disagree. My first good thing is well-paced. That's how I know. We're going to be contrarian about this. I thought it had good pacing. I thought it kept you
really, really
interested.
I couldn't even get through the opening 5 minutes without getting on my phone.
You often can't even get your pants off before you finish yourself. So what are you talking about?
I've got really big legs. My pants, it's such a struggle to get my tight jeans off.
And an itchy trigger finger. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Bad thing. It verges on being a spoof movie, you know, like there's some parts that are so heavy-handed and like we get it. And I'm going to discuss this later, but kind of cringy, kind of cringe. Final good thing. Yeah, like the performances. enjoyed them all round to the point that there's a couple of actors and actresses in this that I'm not the biggest fan of, but I kind of appreciated what they brought to the table. Maybe. I don't know. Spoiler alert for later question. Score out of 10,000. First time I watched this, I would have given it roughly the same as Stacey, roughly a 7,900 or so out of 10,000. Second time watching it, 5,400. I'm bored. There's no rewatchability.
The pace set is good.
Limited.
I'm bored.
No, but it's like
it keeps you entertained. I'm bored.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go around 6,001. Like, it's still like okay.
What?
But it's
you're
like
all over the place.
I don't know.
Are you looking up or down?
I'm going to look up and down.
Let me change.
I give it 7,800 and 5,400.
The science is unfolding, man. We don't know the arc is on. Okay, hyperbole sandwich. Let me start again. First great thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
You know why that is, and I think it ties into Machu's third point, is that watching this for us is not like watching a movie. It's like, we're like, yeah, we know. You could have been watching the news for 3 hours. Nobody rewatches the news for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. At the first time, you're like, oh, okay, all right, that's happening. Second time, you're like, oh, fuck, we've seen this before.
Yeah. Let's also remember that we're speaking at a point of privilege here of being New Zealanders where it's like, we're a small nation. We don't have to do shit. You know what I mean? We're not responsible for the world's ills. What are we going to do? What rocket would we send up there? Imagine that, Mr. Whippy. We're going to send a fucking ice cream van at it. What if it...
World's most renowned rocket launching stations in New Zealand? Rocket Labs.
Don't fucking tell anyone.
It's a secret.
This is a secret. We're actually preparing for this exact situation.
You fucking idiots. You've blown the fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. Jacinda's going to kick down our door and arrest every fucking one of us, man. We are fucked. That was us escaping to fucking Eden. Now they know about it. Fuck. Yeah, I can't put this shit out. Fuck. Fuck. Anyway, that moves us over to our quickfire questions, which kind of touches on what we've just been discussing. Have you guys met this movie in a bar? Would you hook up with this movie? Ooh. Would you recommend this to a friend? Hmm. Or would you just bounce the fuck on?
I'd bounce on. Not interested.
So the girl that liked this movie the most was like...
Nah.
Yes.
It needs to be a 10 out of 10. I've got quality standards and 7.8 is not good enough.
Sorry, movie. I only get down on the likes of Wizard of Oz and Walk the Line. You are neither of those films, bitch. Jug on.
Exactly.
I don't watch.
Exactly. Hey, this is supposed to be a quick answer. You're making my answer long.
You bring this on yourself, Steve.
It's not for me, this film, but I would recommend it to a friend because I've got, you know, a bunch of fuckwit friends out there that would like to, sorry, it's both you guys. I mean, I've got some, deeply misguided friends out there that would definitely love to watch this film.
Yeah, speaking of fuckwit friends, I'd totally recommend this to Machu. I would totally force this movie on Machu. And then when he gets destroyed by it at the end, I'd be like, yes, you fucking piece of shit, you deserve it. Next quickfire, making a triumphant return for the first time in about 150 episodes. What actor in this film had the least idea that they were on a film set?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. You reckon that's just Jonah Hill?
Yeah, I'd get Jonah Hill too.
I'd Jennifer Lawrence. I feel like she's a little bit angry like she is in real life. I think she's pretty accurate. I think that's a pretty accurate representation of Jennifer Lawrence.
Hey, this is a quick answer round.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. You don't have to debate me. You can shut up and we'll move on to the next one. And she's nodding, listening.
Yeah. Not
the visual medium of podcasting. Final quickfire. What line from this film would be the worst to hear just as you finish having sex?
Why don't you mind your own business, you old fuck?
Come on, I'm not that old.
Yeah. You know, I'm her husband.
I had, man, I timed this Molly perfect. What? Wasn't I enough?
That was a great line.
The one for me was, I've slept with two former presidents.
Yeah, because how old would they be? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
She said that. Is she like bragging about that?
Fucking weird,
I've been to the rest home too, but you know, I'm not normally go in their rooms.
We even see like President Orleans hugging Bill Clinton, so he's potentially one of them. Mm. You'd be like chess club presidents or like Rotary Club presidents or... Yeah, anyhow. Let's move on to our Patreon questions, the first of which comes courtesy of our man, Chris Yeni, whose question is, what's Ace?
What song would you insert into this movie and where?
I'd have At the Concert, where they're like talking about Look Up. Instead of Ariana Grande, I'd have those dudes that sung Hoop, There It Is. Hoop, there it is. Hoop, there it is. Come on now.
The one for me is when Ron Perlman gets sent on a suicide mission and him and all the other skyrockets launch off into the atmosphere. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. There we go.
Okay, I think their theme song for the Just Look Up movement is The Only Way Is Up by Yaz.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Are you going to sing it? Me and Mitch, you don't know what you're talking about. You may have played it to us in the car today, but we don't know what you're talking about. What song is this? What
I'm
song
not
is
singing.
It? The Only Way Is Up.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah.
There's no way Spotify is going to remove our podcast for copyright infringement after that shit.
Yeah, we're not copywriting
anything.
The Only
Way Is Up.
Our next Patreon question comes because of App! it actually comes courtesy of our man Dave Baker. Dave has his own Patreon as well at patreon.com/yourfavorite. On it, he posts a ton of awesome content, YouTube recommendations, essays on Medium, all that sort of good stuff. Go along and check it out. There will be a link down in the show notes. His question, what is it, Machu?
What two characters would you want with you at a house party?
I'm going to take the Machu answer and go with Bree. She knows how to party. Cate Blanchett's. And then I'm also going to take President Orleans. She knows how to party. She's sending photos of her hairy armpit to multiple people.
Oh, wizard sleeve. Everyone loves one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. She's got a tramp stamp. She's fucking... Come on, you're partying with a president? That'd be awesome. And like a famous news anchor. That's some pretty big kudos right there.
I can't stand any of the characters in this film, so I'm just going to say no one.
7,800.
Doesn't mean I want to party with them.
Not even Leo? Not even Leo's wimpy, bloody, nerdy.
No,
he's an astronomer that they want to fuck and all that sort of stuff.
Come on, man. You've seen me hyperventilate and have panic attacks in the toilet heaps. You don't want that dude partying with you?
No.
Shit, did I say that on a podcast?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, I'm going to take the Machu answer as well and put Bree Evanty.
Oh, yeah.
And I was tossing up between Ariana Grande, but she did have that line about that him being an old fucker. I'm no spring chicken. So I'd have Ron Perlman. I want to.
Perlman?
Perlman.
Perlman. Is that a new superhero? Do you mean Ron Perlman?
Perlman. No, he's awesome.
Necklace man.
Okay, that's it.
She's gone.
I reckon he'd be awesome having some yarns with him about, you know, trying out some racism and stuff. Oh, I feel like Chinese tonight. What do you feel like, Ron?
This one goes out to those Indians, both kinds. Why did you guys ever get together? That'd be...
The bow and arrow ones and the ones that ride the elephants.
Yeah.
What just lived the in a different fuck? Time. Get up, you little shits. Those press-ups, you fat pieces of lard.
And as for you gays, we're going to have to cut you off there. What the fuck is this, man? Yeah, that was
I'd
out
love
there.
Him at a party. He'd be classic.
Of course you would. He'd make you look better. He'd make you look better by comparison. Next question. What was the biggest dick move in the film?
It's definitely the president saying, let's just wait and assess on this. Like, planet killer comet coming. As to not upset the primaries or whatever, midterms or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
she's got it. You know, she's thoughtful. She's taking her time.
No.
You've got to wait and assess. You don't know if the science is accurate. You know, these are two people from Michigan University, you know.
Yeah,
like Harvard getting, you know, like proper facts. University, you know.
You check the facts. And that, the head of the NASA Planetary Defense
Organization. He's not NASA. He's the
coordination of the planets and the defense stuff.
Yeah, well, isn't this is what I don't understand? Like, when something happens that relates to space, doesn't the president or the White House go, oh, we better talk to NASA because they know about this shit?
Yeah, well, NASA's in on this. That's the woman who was the anesthesiologist or whatever.
Yes.
Who's like, you need to take the fall for this. And she's like, yeah, I don't believe it. This is bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your one makes my one sound really petty now.
The fate of the world.
The fate of the world or the fate of Randall's relationship with his missus.
That was mine as well. I was like cheating on fucking his missus. What a dude.
Like, listen to her face.
Yeah.
It's like, she's like, well, are you going to come home with me or not? It's like, well, you know, it's real complicated. She's like, whoa. Wow.
What a dick, eh?
Yeah, what a dick.
Who cares about the fucking world ending, eh, bro? Who cares?
I can make excuses for their president. I just can't make an excuse for him.
Absolutely.
Forgive the president for making, you know, she's got the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Whatever. That's her fucking job.
He seems like the most, like, normal dude as well. It's just like suddenly just like a taste of Cate Blanchett. Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, no, I can completely understand why he did what he did now. But yeah, that was mine as well. That was mine. I was going to go with everything Jonah Hill did, like, or her just ditching Jonah Hill. You know, like that ditching her son who's like, have fun with Jason. He's like, Jason? That was pretty ratchet.
How good was it when Kate's like, oh, what happens if we need to go to the toilet? And he goes, oh, we'll just put some paper in the room and some fresh.
Yeah. We'll just put some paper down.
The next scene, they pan to the paper.
Yeah.
And the fresh spray. He's like, oh, no, hang on. Do you want to come? She's like, yes. And he just closes the door.
Yeah. He was a dick. Anywho, that moves us over to the next of our Patreon questions. And this one comes courtesy of our man, Dan Brennick of Netflix and Swill. Netflix and Swill is a podcast that covers all things Netflix related. I was on recently talking Witcher Season 2, so go over and check that out if you are interested in hearing my thoughts on some TV for a change. Anywho, Stacey, what is his question?
Who was the true MVP?
And it can't be the main character. That's the disclaimer.
It's got to be my man, Ron Perlman. Surely. Your old racist boy gets up in the skyrocket with no thought to his own safety. You know, he sacrifices his life so everyone can live a little bit longer.
But then he doesn't. He turns around and comes back. And then last we see him, he's shooting at
money.
You never take me alive. The guy's a moron.
Yeah, he's the only one with heart. He's the only one he's a doer. Everyone else is a talker.
Yeah, do nothing.
He just get up there and does it. I need someone to jump in this rocket. All right, I'll jump in there.
Yep.
We don't even need to do it. We're going to fly it on our own, but you have to be strapped to the rocket. Yes, it is.
The one for me was Mark Rylance as Peter, you know, the wealthy billionaire. There was something about him that was like he perfectly encapsulated both Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and all those really wealthy billionaires that you just hate. Like, I just love that bit at the start where he's like giving that presentation. Look, he was like, Peter, can I say something? No. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I just like Mark Rylance's performance.
MVP,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for his performance.
Yeah, performance-wise.
What was that stupid voice he put on?
I don't know, but it was the same one in which he was a wealthy billionaire in Ready Player One, so he's clearly only got one wealthy billionaire voice, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Speaking of which, Stacey, what's your answer?
I couldn't think of an MVP for this film that wasn't a lead, but I've got so I'm going to flip this question around and go, who's a character who made no sense being in here? And it's Dr. Oglethorpe.
Oh, poor old Dr. Oglethorpe. Like, he was doing his best.
Don't get me, the actor was great. He did well with what he was given. But what was the point? This movie would have been exactly the same without him in it.
I think they've got to show a neutered head of an organization. That it's America. They create these titles and these jobs and stuff that have no responsibility, no ability to do anything and all that sort of stuff.
So just, the head of the NASA. Planetary,
no, he's not NASA. Again, he's not NASA. He's the Planetary Defense Organization force.
Who the hell is that dude?
Exactly.
It's like Space Force. Like, it was a piss take of Space Force. You know how Trump created Space Force? The Air Force, the Navy, the Army, Space Force.
But didn't they made a point in this film to say this actual organization actually exists.
Did they? I can't remember that.
They said, it flashes on screen. It says this organization is a real organization.
Probably part of the Space Force.
And there is a logo and everything, and here it is.
So the point of having it in there was to say, we'll set up these huge organizations and fund them and then not listen to them or use any of their expertise when we need to.
Correct.
Fuck.
You should see the government spending bill in America. It's fucking insane.
It's like the Department of Conservation in New Zealand. They just pay lip service to the environment.
Hey, we're a clean and green country, man. That's what we're marketing. You've given away all of our secrets.
We need to put them in charge of climate change in New Zealand. Yeah. They're in charge of the conservation of the environment, right?
Yeah. Fuck that. We need to put Machu on a rocket and send him to fucking another planet, man. This guy is ratting us out.
Yeah, so NASA's next to pointless in this movie as well.
Yeah, that's why she falls on his sword. And a nephologist that's the head of NASA. Christ.
What was she doing? She was just hanging about after that, eh? She was still in the Situation Room. She was still hanging about in the whole movie. She's like retired in disgrace, and yet she's the right-hand woman of the president.
Mm. Failing upwards, bro. Failing upwards. You see in America all the time.
I've got a bit of respect for her because she hooked up with my man, Ron Perlman.
She had hooked up with Pearl Necklace Man before.
Gave him Pearl Necklace.
Right, that's it. I'm leaving. Next Patreon question comes courtesy of our man Julio of the Contrarians podcast, a podcast which rages against the Rotten Tomatoes machine, so takes a universally beloved film and argues why it's rubbish, then does their real talk at the end, or alternatively takes a hated film and says why it's awesome, and then, again, same thing, offers their real talk at the end. Go check them out. They're great. His question, what is it, Machu?
What's your most controversial opinion about this film?
Now, I already know that mine is like the opposite of yours. The top three Leo performances for me. Top three Leonardo DiCaprio performances. Part of me thinks he's like such an environmentalist that he wanted to be in a film like this and like just, you know, parody the fact that, yes, the environment's getting fucked. We're telling people about it. No one's fucking listening. No one's doing anything. I know what yours is. What do you go next? You're sitting here biting your tongue.
I'm just trying to think. Have you only seen three Leonardo DiCaprio films? And this being the worst of the three? Because, like, this is clearly... I've got written down Leonardo DiCaprio was a poor casting choice for this film. He doesn't play a brooding scientist. The best part of this film was when he cracks in the middle of that interview and he just starts going
That's amazing.
Off and it's just like, holy shit, he just woke up and actually this is a film that he could probably cast it. And then it's back to old sleepy Leo. Hey, have you heard this song? Like driving in a car and he's like, this is real interesting, this song. Oh, it's about this bird.
I love it. It's demure Leo. It's not like...
He's up at home and he's like, oh, can I come in? Is it all good?
It's like a different Leo than we've ever seen, you know what I mean?
It's boring. I can't even... It's like, oh, I just don't even...
Like, he struck notoriety of what's eating Gilbert Grape, which was like really like out there for him. And then since then he's played like... Pretty boys, self-assured, you know, like
he's still a pretty boy.
What is he vulnerable?
Up with, like, almost the hottest girl in the movie.
Yeah, okay.
but he's a shit version of himself.
But he's having anxiety attacks and he goes back to his like wife an awkward and shit. Character. I like it.
It's unbelievable.
This is
believable.
Why it's controversial. This is why it's controversial. What do you got, Stace? What do you got, Ginger
okay,
Princess?
Okay, so America positions themselves as the thought leaders of this whole situation, that they should take charge of this situation for the entire planet.
World number one, bro. USA.
America.
USA.
Fuck yeah.
USA.
Gonna save the motherfucking day, yeah.
World's greatest country.
Yeah, well.
It's not America, it's America. America.
Miracle.
I'm allowed to have an opinion.
If you're anti-America, you can get out.
I'm not anti-America, but my opinion is that this
go to China, libtard. Commie.
Okay.
Turn off my mic. I'm just going to keep doing this.
None of that's going to end up in the final episode, is it?
I don't know.
So my... Should I just start again?
Yes. You probably should.
Now that you've got that out of your system.
This whole song's even...
Okay, so I think that this film lays it on a little bit too thick about America being the leader of the entire planet. I hate to say this, America, but that's not actually the case. we're not looking to you for answers on these things.
Not when you're the problem to most of them.
Yeah, so I just, so my opinion was like, whoa, you could have pulled back on that. There definitely would have been some kind of international coordinated response, you would hope, in this situation.
Stacey didn't like the American movie was too American.
Yeah. The piss take about America was still too Americanized.
It was too American. A neutered
I
UN.
Understand. I understand the satire. I understand
China, India, and Russia failing because they're just other countries that aren't as cool as America. And then, yeah. Setting it up for America to be the hero, and then America's not the hero.
Europe was nobody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we got Russia, India, China. Oh, the fuck, there's a lot of other countries, eh?
What the fuck was Antarctica doing, by the way? What the fuck are those penguins up
Greenland,
to, man?
Greenland's one of my heroes.
Much you need to fucking stop drinking, Liz. I can't tell if you're serious. This is a problem. Anywho, let's move over to Stacey's favourite question. How would you guys have incorporated Nicolas Cage into this film?
I'm going to give him a role that didn't need to be in the movie, and it's the general who charged them for the snacks at the White House.
Not bad. Not bad. That's good. That's good.
I had you thought he had a good performance, but I think he'd have a better performance if that role was played, the role that Peter Isherwell was played by.
Oh, Mark Rylance as Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Yeah, you could get it. Like, they're just the emotionally distant, fucking vapid type. Yeah, yeah.
Eccentric.
Yep.
Personally, I would have preferred seeing Ron Perlman being substituted in for Nicolas Cage so we could see Nicolas Cage screaming at some kids on the White House lawn. Oh, don't deny me that. Don't deny me that. That would have been great. Just a quick segue here, listeners. If you guys are familiar with the fact that there's a Nicolas Cage movie coming out in which Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage, and you're wondering, are we going to do it? Fuck yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be a Stacey solo episode where Stacey asks 20 questions of herself. Oh, and that film, basically. It's probably going to be more questions about yourself and why you did it, eh, Stace?
Yeah, probably.
You can do that straight after you do that cooking podcast, Stace.
Yeah, with Nick Haskins. Anywho, that moves us over to our personal questions. Stacey, why don't you start us off? You're first up.
Do you think that America would really respond like this?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, but, yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's just money, eh? And it would be like, it'd be like, fuck. Yeah, there's a bullet flying out of a gun, but if we just catch it with our hands, because yeah, at the back of the bullet, there's some gold. I reckon I can do it.
It's so true.
Kill Americans, eh? Like, ready? Try and catch the gold. How much is the gold worth? Bang, dead.
It's so true.
You're so useless.
I just completely agree, man. It's just, yeah, yeah. We've seen their response on other matters, yes. And it's, yeah.
Okay, this movie's way too long. What scenes could have been left on the cutting room floor?
I'm going to go on a limb and almost controversial opinion, but pretty much everything Jennifer Lawrence related. The relationship with Timothy Chalamet, and I'm going to toss in there the Ariana Grande song and all that sort of stuff. There's just stuff that, like, we get it. Like you guys have been talking about, there's the repetitively beat over the head with some of the stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, it's just, yeah.
But there's also the general made to pay for the snack scene, and that's real funny. It's like,
yeah, no, that's funny. But like the Chalamet relationship and the, oh, hey, you were this. It's like, yeah, what does that add to it?
Enforced, eh? Yeah.
What about you?
But she did find the comment, so it wouldn't even be the movie if she didn't find the comment.
No, have her in there. Don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about this last third of the movie where it was just sort of dragged a bit. Oh, shit, no, it was really paced really well.
I reckon there's two parts of this movie.
You missed that.
There's a part of the movie. There's a part of this movie that was central to the plot, and there was all the good bits. Like all like Jonah Hill cracking up and all the funny jokes and like the relationship between Leo and Kate Blanchett. So everything I reckon that was central to the plot of this film, I could have just done without. And it would actually be a good film.
You just want a film where Jonah Hill rips the piss out of people. Is that what I'm hearing? Boy with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah.
Just go to space and meet those bird monsters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been more in the background, eh? And like the angle of the film would have been that more human interaction side.
Yeah.
Mm.
Question 13. What would you eat for your last supper?
Human brains, because I reckon...
What the
fuck? What? Okay, well,
like,
that's
what's going on. Thinking, where are you going to get them from? What is happening?
Now that I'm double jabbed with my vaccine, in about September, I'm going to turn into a zombie and then I'm going to be hungry for brains. I actually wrote down lamb chops.
Listeners, he means double jabbed by vaccine, not fucking twice punched every time he goes out. Which does happen to him quite often. I have seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you tried human brains? What do you guys know?
Why the fuck would I? Why would I want to? Okay, Hannibal Lecter.
Might be real good. Can't be KFC, because you'd be eating that every single day up to the Last Supper.
Wait, okay. Well, it's funny you mention that, because here's the thing, right? I would sit down with a table that's just covered in all the worst fucking foods, right? So all the shittiest foods I can find. Like, yeah, KFC would be on there. So what I'd do is I'd like take a little bite. So I'd have like a little bite of fried chicken. Then I'd have like a little bite of steak gristle. And then I'd have like a fucking spoonful of ice cream. And then I'd have some chips. And then I'd take those chips and I'd dip them in the ice cream. And then I'd shove it inside the fried chicken. So I'd eat the fried chicken inside the ice cream inside the chip. And I'd be like fucking in heaven, man. I'll just eat all the worst fucking foods. I'll then go throw up or come back and start eating it again. Just smash the fuck out of everything that's bad for you, you know?
Human brains, though.
Okay.
I'm not that fucking weird. Still not that level, bro. Give me a couple of Bourbons and maybe, but...
I think this might be the first ever question I've asked that I regret asking that I did not want to know the answer to.
Do you want me to play you back some other episodes? And I think you'll discover, no. You've regretted your questions quite a few times. On to me. So do you guys reckon that Trump / America, like the last 4 years, whatever, has ruined satirical films?
Yes.
The answer's yes, right?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Because the problem is for me, like I watch these films and... like the son's the chief of staff and like the president sending photos of her vagina to fucking some random person and all this other shit. And it's like 5 years ago, you'd be like, fuck, this film is out there. But now it's just like, okay, we've seen the shit. We've seen it. We've seen
just,
the stupid
it's
shit.
It's making it better because it's like, oh, fuck, this shit's for real. it's like what you're saying before, Stacey, it's like you're looking at it and you're going, no, this is ridiculous and it's how it is.
Yeah, we're watching the news here, Sam.
I suppose you're right. I suppose it's like watching I talk about how it's like a spoof movie. It's like you watch a spoof movie and you're like, it's so preposterous that you're like, that's not real. But like at least now when you watch this, you're like, yeah, that could probably fucking happen.
Yeah. Remember like Spaceballs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
We're going to have actual rings that we're going to shoot lasers out of.
The Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
Absolutely. Next question, would you guys forgive your partner if they slept with Kate Blanchett?
I didn't read this question properly, and I thought it said, what would you give your partner if they slept with Kate Blanchett? And I said, hall pass.
So your answer is yes, then.
So you'd be stoked. Sweet. I'm surprised you didn't say a video camera, bro.
Damn it.
Had your chance.
One up king.
Absolutely.
I think you just put this question in here to ask me if you thought it would be okay if you were ever in that situation.
Fucking busted, listeners. Busted. Stacey, this girl knows four languages. She slept with two geriatric people from a rest home.
Listeners, if you're playing at home, you would notice that I said Kate Blanchett and not the actress, not the character name.
Exactly.
Not the character name, Kate Blanchett.
So, okay, because of the extreme unlikeliness of this occurring, I will say yes.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance for everything.
Thank you. I love it. Final question. Yeah, so I went on Twitter or somewhere, I don't know, fucking who knows. But basically, the internet hates this film. There's a few of us that love it or enjoy it, you know, Stacey. A few of us that like it. But there's a lot of people. Go on Letterboxd, go on whatever. There's a lot of one-star reviews for this film. Why do you reckon the internet hates this film?
I reckon deep down, no one believes in global warming. Like, no one's stopping driving cars, eh? Ain't nobody biking to work. Nobody's doing shit. So they're like, you get confronted with this and you're like, ah, bullshit.
Stacey doesn't drive a car to work every day.
Yeah.
So let's just dial that back a bit.
Do you drive it to the supermarket? When you work from home, eh? It's not like...
Hey, don't let me have my smug point here, man. Don't let me lose that.
I was going to come up with like heaps of jokes, but I think...
Yeah, similar to Machu. I just think this movie's too realistic, so people watch it. And they might even feel like guilt or shame, or they might be like, that is so realistic, that could happen, and yeah.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, I'm a dumbass, but yeah. I'm not looking up.
From my research, is that they take the piss out of the media, and the media hates that, so they've like fucking campaigned against it. It's like, it's so accurate, you know, like the media's downplayed global warming and all that sort of shit, and doesn't give a fuck. There's been that, and also the fact that, like, America doesn't save the day. Like, as you mentioned in the start, it's a good thing. Like, it's realistic, it's fucking honest and stuff like that. Most people that watch this film, they want to have that fairy tale ending, that feel-good ending, that, yes, there's hope for us out there, we can do something.
Also, deep down, they realise that everyone's cunts in this film, eh? Like, you get an opportunity to do the worst thing, and they all do it. Like,
yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence, like, don't tell people what's going to do because they'll just go crazy. They need to know. They need to know the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a riot breaks out. Old mate gets put in a position to hook up with a hot chick. Just straight in there.
Yeah, just no regard to his sons, his wife, you know. He's even lying in bed with her the next day, and he's like, "Oh, my dog died. That was the hardest thing that ever happened to my family." So it's like, are you not like fucking giving yourself an uppercut at this point and going, "What the fuck am I doing?"
Everybody that's important in this film is, you know, something terribly wrong with them.
Yeah.
He's on drugs. All his kids are on drugs. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kate's family hates her, and there's always something wrong with everybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hence why no one at a fucking house party, eh, says?
Yep.
Anywho, that moves us over to Machu for his personal questions. What do you got there, Machu?
My first question is, why did the general make them pay for snacks?
I'm figuring he's just like Machu and he went to the Opportunity Knox University.
Hey, I'm a tight-fisted motherfucker, but I don't reckon I'm into ripping people off.
Shall I remind you about how many movie tickets I've paid for over the last...
Like I said, that fist is tight, eh? It's real hard to get money out, but I never ask for money in. That's the difference.
True. That's the point.
Yeah, I think it's similar to what you said before, is many people in this movie have the opportunity to do the right thing, and they just never do. Also, my other idea was it's actually not the general. It's just some con man who's walked in there and just trying to con people out of some cash.
His whole role in the film was
to wait with them in the corridor.
Wait in the corridor, bugger take off. Some money, leave.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're onto something there, eh?
Yeah. Could be someone con who man. Just snuck in the back door, a homeless person, found a uniform, put it on.
Took a whole bunch of snacks, took some money, bounced.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense than fucking anything else. Yeah.
My next question is, who do you think was worse in this film? At some point there was a division and they were going at each other. There was two groups. One was the president and his son Jason on one side in their group. And then there's Randall and Kate on the other side. The don't look up crowd and the just look up. So who do you think was worse?
Let's just wheel out that fence for me to sit right on.
What?
It's a dead tie. Like, okay, because
out bloody a dildo for you to sit on if you're going to play that game.
Ooh, hello. 195 episodes you're finally offering. But, like, okay, let's, like, Jonah Hill and Meryl Streep's characters, like, Jonah Hill is, like, evil as fuck. Like, he's a piece of shit, but, like, at least he's to the point and he's open about it. And, like, the prison as well, she's so fucking transparent about her bullshit. She might as well be a fucking window. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're obvious. And like Jennifer Lawrence is just, fuck it. The president and Joan Hill are fucking pieces of shit, man.
Yeah. So the president and her son are the biggest pieces of shit because they could have actually done something about this. Chose not to. I mean, that was kind of related to my dick move, but also they were just the worst people.
Yeah.
Like, Randall and Kate kind of got lost and mixed up in the whole media cycle and everything. They were just like blooming scientists minding their own business, you know, up until a couple of months ago.
Absolutely.
They weren't trying to cause anyone harm, whereas the president and Jason were trying to cause people harm.
They were. Randall was on their side for a lot of the time. They...
Yeah, he was, sort of, but not really.
He wasn't on their side. He just felt that he had to be in that position to kind of make any difference.
Need to be inside to affect positive change, man.
Yeah.
He said to the president, I'll back you as long as you do the right thing. And then he constantly did the wrong thing. He was like...
It's true.
But she was
he was like, a pussy, but like at least out of all four of these, like Jennifer Lawrence was at least true to her word, you know? She was trying to do something.
And then at the end we had the chance to save his family. He's like, nah.
Yeah, that was kind of bad.
Hey, why don't you jump in the plane? You're all gonna die. No, we're good.
No, because there were only two seats, so he would have had to choose to leave his kids behind or whatever.
Yeah, okay, fine, but give it to Jennifer Lawrence and her boyfriend. Give it to Oglethorpe and somebody else.
No.
Don't be it like, nah. Anybody else there keen? Nah.
I'll make the call for everyone. We all die.
Yeah.
That call had already been made, guys.
It's true.
Okay, and then on that... my last question is for your last day on Earth, what would you rather do? Have a nice dinner or jump in the naked spaceship?
I'm going to go naked spaceship because I think I'm so much of a pussy that when we land at the other planet and everyone comes out and gets eaten by those things, I'll still be chilling up in the inside the thing.
Yeah, like, I'd be like,
suckers.
I'll be eating the other passengers that died.
Yeah. I'll go full I'm alive.
So with my brains.
What's that movie with the 80 chiller? Deep Throat. Oh, hang on, no, wait. that's a joke from the TV series Bottom. I'm not going to fucking claim I know that one. But I think I'd still be a pussy hanging out. I'd watch everyone die and then I'd probably live out a very short existence by myself on a planet where I can't step outside because I'll get eaten by Brontosaur or whatever the hell they're called.
Traditionally, Maldives used to eat these big giant birds. So I reckon I'd be all right on that planet.
Bro, you'd be dead within seconds, bro. You would be fucking dead.
I would just go for the last dinner option because I don't believe in the other option.
What would your last dinner option be?
I don't know.
Chocolate, on chocolate, on chocolate.
Death by chocolate.
Death by chocolate, yeah.
Yeah.
So predictable.
Wouldn't go on the naked spaceship? Why were they naked, by the way? Like, what are they up to?
They've been cryogenically frozen, bro. Like, you're not going to get frozen with your clothes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a risk.
That would make too much sense, man. Not when you're a pervert who's fucking paid for all this. You want to see everybody naked. So.
Yeah. But if it was like the spaceship from Passengers, it might be a different story. Because that just seemed far more luxurious. They had things to do on there.
Yeah. This wasn't
they
pretty
weren't supposed
shitty.
To though. They were supposed to be asleep.
Yeah. True. Yeah, exactly. So if they did accidentally wake up, they at least had something to do. Whereas on this ship, you just die.
Anywho, that takes us down to our final question, also a Patreon question. This comes courtesy of our friend Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast. Emily hated this film. Absolutely hated it. She was in that camp of people that hated this film. Yeah.
It would have been better if Sandra Bullock was in it. She could have been the president.
Oh, God. She would have made a great president.
Or
she would be amazing, ain't like, you? You love Sandra Bullock.
Or to replace Kate. Replace Kate, maybe.
No!
The president had way too many virtues for any Sandra Bullock character to play.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Emily runs the Tasteless Podcast, a podcast which compares two films. One that's universally beloved, well talked about, popular, won Oscars, all that sort of stuff. She compares that to a film which she doesn't think gets the love it deserves. Me, Julio of the Contrarians, and Billy of We Watched the Thing did a hostile takeover where we did our own episodes for episode 200 for a podcast. I talked about why Death to Smoochie is a better film than Batman Begins. Go check that out. It was awesome. Had a great time. Anyway, her question, what movie would you guys pair with this as a double feature?
Well, I quite like science fiction movies, and I thought
what?
I'd...
When?
What do you mean, when?
Sam's you're learning a lot about Stacey tonight.
What the fuck is going on? You like... No.
Listeners,
you,
these guys don't talk at home, eh?
Okay, listeners, and Emily will agree
this
with
this. This is the only time we ever have a conversation.
Trying to work out what fucking film Stacey likes is an impossibility. You like space films.
Yeah, okay,
I know that. Okay. You like... Not science fiction. There's a big difference between Apollo 11, Apollo 13, First Man, all that sort of shit. There's a big difference between them and Star Wars.
Okay, let me start again.
Marvel Universe.
Let me start again. I like space movies, so after watching this movie, I thought it'd be good to watch a really decent space movie. So Interstellar is my choice.
Not Interstellar.
Yeah, well, that's not really a space movie, is it? It's more science fiction involving space.
Yeah, it is science fiction, yeah. It's also a shit film.
I like it.
Fair enough. What about you, Machu?
Yeah, I had I liked how this film. I don't like this film at all, but this is a bad film about guys going up against the government. And a good film, I thought, fighting the government as enemy of the state, Will Smith. Yeah. So you have a shit one.
Will Smith should have been in this movie.
He could be running down the street as a cop trying to fight some bad dudes with Gene Hackman.
Listeners, if you can hear like weird mechanical sounds, that's my head trying to remember the Enemy of the State film.
That's good. That's one of his best.
The one for me is The Other Guys, another Adam McKay film. I love The Other Guys. Look, they both, it's like, you know, the same director. It's like slapstick, it's kind of goofy, it's almost spoof. I just want something that's just pure comedy. After watching this, I want something that's pure comedy. Anyway, takes us down to the end of a podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our first episode of 2022. We have some huge things coming up. If you were on our Twitter, you would have seen a post that I put up there about Kahu having to do Scream. Kahu dodged us this week.
Ooh,
refused
man.
To go see it. Refused to watch it. Oh, I've got too much other stuff on. Blah, 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 blah.
Has a life.
Mm. Yeah, has a life. Has a wife and kids that he wants to see and spend time with. Just general bullshit, to be honest. So we are going to wait till that film comes out on streaming, and then we're going to make him do that. A couple of other films that we are toying with. The Batman's coming out very soon, so we're definitely going to be doing that. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at MovieReviewsIn, or you can send us an email at mritqs@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook at MovieReviewsIn20Qs. But anyway, yeah, that's thanks from me.
Thanks.
Cha-cha.
Hello everyone, just a quick sign off from me before we end this episode. We want to do a massive thanks to one of our Patreons, Abigail. She suggested this film, and one of the perks of being one of our Patreons is that if you suggest films, and we like you, like we like Abigail, then we're going to do it. So yeah, if you want to become a Patreon, there's a link down in the show notes, or you can just find us on patreon.com/MRITQS. I think that's our link. Or just search Movie Reviews and 20Qs on Patreon and you can find us. Any cash you send our way helps. Goes to paying for equipment, goes to paying for hosting, goes to all that sort of stuff. That's basically where your money goes. So thanks again, everyone. And of course, massive thanks to you, Abigail. You rock. You're awesome. You're just great. You're just an amazing person. Anyway, bye.